Matthew Stuckey here, and I'm giving you another video on soul winning tips, and I'm focusing on going from being a silent partner to becoming a speaker. And so at the beginning, as you're learning to preach the gospel, you will oftentimes be a silent partner, and you're listening to the experienced soul winner preach the gospel, and you're trying to learn how to preach the gospel and how to get people saved and everything. And obviously, you can be very valuable as a silent partner. I just talked about that. But of course, the end goal is that you will one day be a speaker and you will one day be able to win people to the Lord. Now, the greatest example I know of in the Bible where someone starts off as a silent speaker and ends up becoming or silent partner and ends up becoming a speaker is Moses. And if you're familiar with the story, when Moses started, he was too shy to speak and he didn't think he had the ability. He said he was slow of speech and a stutterer, and then God gave Aaron to be the spokesman. And so I want to read to you that story and give you some applications. But in Exodus 4, verse 10, "And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken on thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue." And you know, honestly, most people that are soul winners, when they first started, this is how they felt. They felt like, I'm not eloquent, I'm not a good speaker, I don't think people are going to want to listen to me. I know that's the way I felt. I felt like it was somebody else's, you know, ability or somebody else's skill. And the Bible says about soul winning that it is not a special talent that some people have or special gift that some people have. It's actually just a command for all of us to go out and preach the gospel. But all of us, when we start, we're very nervous, we're very shy, and we don't think we have the ability. Then it says in verse 11, "And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth, or who maketh the dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say." So God says, I've chosen you for this job. You have the ability. I'm letting you know that, Moses. And the same thing is true for us. God commands us all to preach the gospel. So regardless of how slow of speech you are, regardless of how eloquent or not eloquent you are, regardless of whether or not you stutter, if God's commanding you to do something, he's saying that you have the ability to actually do it. And so this kind of goes on, and then it says in verse 14, "And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, Is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well, and also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee, and when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart." And so it says in verse 16, "And he shall be thy spokesman unto the people." And so in this story, God chooses Moses, and Moses is too shy. He doesn't think he has the ability. He doesn't think that he's talented enough to do it. But God's saying, you do have the ability. And when Moses basically refuses, God says, well, Aaron's going to be the speaker. And so Moses essentially starts off as a silent partner, even though God wants him to be the speaker. But see, what's interesting when you read the book of Exodus is you don't get very far into it, and then you notice, well, wait a minute, Aaron's no longer the spokesman. Now, Moses is the spokesman. And so at the very beginning, Moses was shy. He was a silent partner. And then all of a sudden you realize that, you know what? He's the one who's actually doing most of the talking. And I think all of us would agree that, you know, when we started going soul winning, we were very scared. We were very nervous. You know, that first time you handed an invitation to someone, the first time you introduced yourself and asked them if they went to church anywhere, you were so nervous, you were so shy, and after you did it, you realized that was nowhere near as intimidating as I thought it would be. And that's honestly the truth. You know, going soul winning is not as intimidating as it seems. And you know, once you actually do it, you're gonna actually realize that. And then you kind of realize, what was I afraid about? You know, it's not that big of a deal. You know, it's not that scary. But let me give you a couple quick points that can help you go like Moses from being a silent partner to a speaker. What can you do to help yourself out? Well, number one, you can do the preparation that we've talked about in earlier videos. Memorizing the verses, working on your soul winning plan, practicing your soul winning plan. If you're prepared, it's gonna naturally give you more confidence. Look, if I spend, you know, hours working on a sermon and I study it and I practice it, when I preach it, I'm gonna be confident. But if you hand me a sermon just 5 minutes before I go up to speak and I just quickly scan it and try to figure out, you know, oh man, what should I say here? I'm gonna be pretty nervous. You say, why? I didn't do the proper preparation. If you do the preparation, you will have more boldness. The other thing you can do is this, you can pray that God will give you boldness and the desire to become a speaker. And the Bible often talks about praying for boldness, and Paul even asked people to pray for him that he would have boldness and that he would have the opportunity to preach the gospel. So if you're new, I want you to realize God wants you to be a speaker. God wants you to get people saved. And so if you pray and ask God to give you boldness, he is going to help you out. Now, another thing that people can do is they can have this agreement with the speaker as they are the silent partner ahead of time before doors. And, you know, if you're going to do this, you need to make sure that you have talked about it with the person who's the main speaker at the door. But basically, you can practice by just introducing yourself and saying where you're from. And then you can turn it over to the speaker to actually go through the gospel. And, you know, you can slowly just kind of add on. So at first you just introduce yourself. Then maybe you go through a couple of the verses and turn it over to the speaker. And basically, you know, you just kind of practice various parts until you become comfortable. And eventually you're going to become more and more confident and comfortable to end up becoming the speaker. So that is one way you can transition over. And, you know, you want to make sure that you're prepared. And being prepared and praying for boldness, it is really going to help you. And so one thing of note as we're closing up on talking about silent partners, if you are in a situation where you're first starting to preach the gospel, you might have times where, you know, your nerves kind of take over and you get, you know, scared. You don't know what to say. What you can do, though, is basically just turn to your soul winning partner, who is the silent partner at that door, but he's the experienced speaker. And once you turn to him, it's basically telling him, hey, can you take over this conversation? And so this is what a lot of people do when they first start as silent partners. They try to go through the conversation, but sometimes they get nervous and they look over at their soul winning partner, and you know that person ends up taking over. But look, you know what? God wants you to go from being a silent partner to being a speaker. Put in the preparation, pray about it, practice. You know what? You're going to be there one day. Because if Moses started off too shy to be the speaker, and Moses is one of the greatest people that has ever lived, you know what? You can also end up becoming a speaker. It's not unusual to be shy when you first start preaching the gospel. Pretty much everybody is. But then once you get some experience with it, you're going to realize it's not as intimidating as you thought. Anyways, thank you and God bless.